Well, we collaborated with the Montgomery Zoo in order to be able to produce the first known calf of any rhino species to be born and thrive in a U.S. zoo as the result of artificial insemination.
And it's a 90-pound baby boy. Is there a name yet?
Yes, they have chosen the name Ethan, and his name came from the name Ethan Gilman, who's a little boy that visited the Montgomery Zoo 3 days after he had been rescued from an Alabama bunker. And he had a strong connection with Jetta, the mom rhino, when she was pregnant. And so they wanted to name this special little calf after a special boy.
So how did this actually work out with the collaboration between the Cincinnati Zoo and the Montgomery Zoo? This took some time.
It did. In terms of the collaboration, one thing that it shows is how zoos working together can really have an impact on saving endangered species from extinction. We paired with the Montgomery Zoo because they had a breeding recommendation for their female Jetta with a male Himmel. And they had found that they were getting severe aggression between the two when they tried breeding introductions. And they knew of Crew's success with artificial insemination, so they contacted us to see if that would be a possibility for getting these important genes out there, but minimizing the risk to the animal.
What are the special challenges of artificial insemination of an animal that size?
Well, working with a 3,500-pound animal can be quite challenging. At the Cincinnati Zoo, we have our female rhinos. They're conditioned to have the procedure performed without the use of anesthetics. But when we've gone to other zoos to be able to perform this procedure, sometimes that can be logistically challenging. So what we've done is we perform a standing sedation procedure in which the female's conditioned to come into a chute, and then she's given a slight anesthetic drug, so she's still standing up, but she doesn't have any idea what's going on. So we can get everything done that we need to, and then she can go on her way and become a mom.
How many of these animals are left, and what's the prognosis for the future with a birth like this?
Well, in the wild, there's approximately 2,500 Indian rhinos, and we have 60 Indian rhinos in captivity in North America. Our captive North American population serves as kind of a safety net for those animals in the wild. Rhinos in the wild are facing a huge problem with poaching at this point, and the numbers of animals poached from the beginning of this year is astronomical. So being able to produce a genetically healthy population like we are through the use of AI is going to be important to be able to save the species from extinction.
And you mentioned the acronym CREW earlier. Can you tell me what that stands for?
CREW stands for the Center for Conservation and Research of Endangered Wildlife. And our mission at the Cincinnati Zoo and CREW is to save species with science.
You can find out how to get more information about this story and the Center for Conservation and Research of Endangered Wildlife on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dr. Monica Stoops, congratulations. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.